The connection between Iran and Ukraine runs deeper than geography. Both involve the same calculus. How much can a major power sustain before it changes its strategic behavior? Zelensky issued a warning this week that Russia is preparing a mass mobilization after the September elections. His intelligence services believe the Kremlin plans a major troop draft once the domestic political window closes.
The numbers underlying this warning are significant. Russia's battlefield losses since the February 2022 invasion have been estimated by Western intelligence at somewhere between 400,000 and 500,000 personnel killed or seriously wounded. That's not a figure Russia can replace through volunteer recruitment at current rates, which is precisely why Zelensky's intelligence points to a coercive draft. A mass mobilization in autumn 2026 would represent Russia's third significant personnel escalation since the initial invasion.
What's particularly pointed about the timing of Zelensky's warning is that he made it while hosting Raytheon executives to advance Patriot missile system co-production plans. That's a deliberate message. Ukraine is building industrial capacity to sustain its own defense rather than depending entirely on external supply chains. Co-production of Patriot systems on Ukrainian or European soil would be a genuinely meaningful shift in the defense-industrial relationship.
Russia's response was immediate and brutal. A ballistic missile strike killed at least 10 people near Kyiv on Friday, within hours of the Raytheon meeting. The message from Moscow is not subtle. Meetings like that one have consequences for Ukrainian civilians. It's coercive signaling through terror, and it's been a consistent pattern throughout this war.
The Russian strike also connects to something Rubio said this week that deserves more scrutiny than it's getting. The Secretary of State called ICC officials lunatics and crazies as part of the administration's ongoing effort to dismantle American cooperation with the International Criminal Court. The ICC has outstanding warrants against senior Russian officials for war crimes in Ukraine. U.S. withdrawal from ICC processes doesn't just affect Iran or Palestine. It removes institutional pressure on Russia, precisely when that pressure has the most leverage.
From a purely strategic standpoint, the timing is genuinely puzzling. If you're trying to coerce Iran, having international legal institutions functioning and legitimate actually serves American interests. But if the administration's objection to the ICC is structural, that it represents an infringement on U.S. sovereignty, then consistency demands they oppose it regardless of who it's targeting. Rubio's framing suggests the objection is more institutional than case-specific.
The autumn mobilization timeline Zelensky is warning about matters for one more reason. It maps directly onto the U.S. midterm election cycle. A major Russian offensive in late 2026 or early 2027 would land squarely in a period when U.S. political attention is consumed by domestic politics. That's not coincidence. The Kremlin's strategic planning has consistently factored in American political calendars,